Happy day has finally come. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
So is that a cheers to a new year, new you, new beginnings?
This is a cheers to new beginnings. New year, same me, same shit.
So you're the type of person that has you don't set resolutions.
I have things that I want to accomplish in my new year. I don't know if I want to call them resolutions.
Right.
Because I'm set in my ways at this point.
Exactly. We're pretty old.
Pretty old. It's cliche. I ain't going to nobody's gym.
Yeah.
I'm eating what I've been eating for the last 26 years.
You know what? I was that person. I can definitely say I was that person because my mom used to always come and say, to me and my sister, what are your resolutions for the new year? You know, so I always find myself setting some that I never finished, accomplished, maybe even started, to be quite honest with
you. And we're not going to sit here in front like we do.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? With that being said, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for listening. All the essentials. We are here.
To the ratchet.
I like that.
To the ratchet. I feel like I'm the woke and you might be the ratchet.
No, I'm not cheers into that. I'm actually not cheers into that.
Why?
No, honey.
All right, we both equally woke.
Let's be a little mixy.
We a little mixed. Girl, babe, you know I'm mixed.
I know you mixed.
I've been mixed since day one.
Yes. Right. So this episode is called So You Claim It's a New Year, New You.
And we calling everybody out who set these goals and these resolutions. And they don't even start them, let alone finish.
Yeah.
You still gonna mess with Tyrone.
That you are.
Because I know I'm still messing with Tyrone. And you still ain't going to the gym.
Yeah. Because I'm definitely not eating right. I can't. Always.
But then you just discovered Chick-fil-A.
I just discovered Chick-fil-A and I eat it every single day. But in my defense, you know what? That's real chicken. They don't put steroids in it, so it's all good.
I had a little bit of smash burger tonight.
It's all good. But listen, we're not setting resolutions, so who
no
cares?
Resolutions this year.
We're looking at it. I look at it as a new, another day. I'm waking up to another day.
January 1st. New year, same shit. That's what we're going to call it.
Same me.
New year, same me. I'm not changing for nobody. And y'all shouldn't change for nobody either.
Yeah.
Be you. You've been a hoe your life.
A hoe what?
Be a hoe.
Be a hoe. No one says you have to change.
You ain't gotta change for nobody because ain't nobody changing for
you. But
you
know what? People also look at it as they want a new start, a better year, which is also fine too, right? Don't you think?
I feel like, you know, you don't need a year to be a better person. I wake up every day trying to be better than I was.
So you're just saying start your day. If you feel like you need change, start your day.
Start it right then and there. I try to be a better person. I always tell if I'm arguing with somebody, I'm not even the same person I was 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
5 minutes ago, I was tired. Now I'm not even tired no more.
She's like, 5 minutes ago, I would have whooped your ass, but I'm not going to whoop your ass no more.
So we just want to let y'all know. Don't get
so tied up and focused on the new year and you wanting to set all these goals that most likely, and you know, let me not even say most likely, because there are people who set certain goals and definitely accomplish, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
Okay.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to you people who follow through.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love a person that could follow through.
That's consistent, and that's good to be consistent. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I might want to be consistent.
So if you did have to choose a New Year's resolution, what would it be? What's one thing that you put your foot down, you gotta do it this year?
Eat better.
That's it?
I swear, like, I want to eat out all the time. I go to restaurants all the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I can learn how to cook. I don't like
cooking.
Y'all
hear that? She can't cook.
I can't. But it doesn't matter because you know what? Everyone always says, oh, I'm going to meet a good woman who could cook. No.
I'm going to learn how to cornrow this year. I cannot.
Cornrow? That is no resolution.
Girl, that's my New Year's resolution. Shout out to all the black women out there who cannot cornrow, okay? It's a specific community of black women who do not know how to cornrow. So I'm making it my personal business. I'm making it my job.
You better.
To learn how to cornrow, because I'm sick of it.
All right.
I'm sick of not knowing. Every black woman in my family knows how to cornrow.
Imagine if you have a daughter.
Girl, my father even know how to cornrow.
Yeah, imagine if you have a daughter.
Girl, I ain't having one of those. But I need to learn how to cornrow. When I practice, girl, look, this side be over here, this side be, I don't...
Yeah.
So we're going to do, like, in the words of Kim K, we're going to get some straight backs going.
Some straight backs.
We're going to get some boxer braids going.
Oh, yeah, that's what she calls it, boxer braids.
We're going to get some boxer braids going. And I'm going to learn how to cornrow. That's the only thing I want to know how to do. I'm still going to mess with Tyrone. I'm still not going to the gym. Mm. I ain't doing none of that. Only thing I'm going to do is learn how to cornrow.
Okay.
That's it.
You're keeping it real simple. I like
that. I'm going to keep it simple.
You're playing it safe.
I'm going to play it real safe. I'm going to teach myself how to cornrow. I'm going to watch my videos. Other than that, because I could keep saying I could keep saying I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that. You know me better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, when, it be the same story, girl. Every time I get on the phone and I'm talking to you about something, is I'm going to
stop. Girl, same story, just a different day.
Just a different day and time. Mm-hmm. I could tell you one thing on June 1st, 2009, girl, here it is. Yep. January 1st, 2018, Tyrone's still on my phone.
Of course.
So you know what? We gonna just keep it simple. Something that we gonna practice.
It's a practice. I like that.
That's it. Just learn how to
cornrow. Let's just practice. Because I feel like resolutions put a lot of pressure on people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Especially when you set them. You really, really want to follow through. And I just feel like it can be a lot of pressure. You don't need that type of pressure.
Especially when you tell everybody what your resolution is. And then they be talking shit like, oh, Keisha, I thought you was going to the gym.
But Keisha, what's up with all these hood rat names
coming up with? Okay, Sally, I thought you was going to the gym. And Sally may be like, girl, I ain't going today.
You are so stupid.
Sally might not feel like going to the gym.
Right.
But who cares about the little extra 10 pounds she gained over Christmas break?
Who cares?
Sally don't care. Because guess what? Sally going to go to the gym. She's still going to come home and eat them leftovers.
Sally going to still go to Applebee's, order a burger deluxe with fries. Matter of fact, a loaded potato with bacon and cheese, and then order a Diet Pepsi on the side.
A Diet Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we just, you know, it's a new year. Let's see. What else could we get into in the new year? What could we do that's not resolution-ish, but some new-ish to bring into the year? Maybe that's a better way to put it. Maybe it's something else to bring aside from,
I just feel like it should just be live your life. Live your life day by day. Live in the mood that you are in. Live to be free. Live to have fun. You know?
This is true.
Make your decisions right then and there. Live in that moment. Don't set these sort of things, you know? But then again, you know what people, some people might say? They set goals for themselves in life. Right?
They do.
So what's the difference between setting goals and setting resolutions?
Okay. I feel like if you have a goal, it shouldn't be, and this, a wise man once told me this. This wasn't Tyrone, but this was somebody else. A wise man once told me that there is not a time limit on success.
Mm.
You could still do, just because it say January 1st, don't mean you have to have it done January 1st. Mm. So I feel like January 1st shouldn't matter to you. If you want to start in October and it don't even happen until March, then so be it. But what I will say is if you're going to set some goals, since we are getting older, I will say, you know, save some money. Make that a goal. Put some money to the side. Travel more. Speak to your therapist for some of us. You know, just something for personal growth as we're starting to become adults.
Because
I just feel like, you know, resolutions are a little young.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we used to put resolutions in a little thing, a little hat, shake it up, and then, you know, we pull them out and it's like, oh, I'm going to do this. But I feel like when you hit a certain age, every day is a resolution. It's always something new.
It's always something you want to try. It's always something new you want to accomplish. Just live your life in that moment. Live your life day by day. Don't pressure yourself into these resolutions.
No, we're not doing,
you know, because a lot of people, like, you know, they claim every single year is going to be a new me. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And in reality, they're the same person.
They'll be doing a damn thing.
A lot of people don't do anything different. And so the people that do, you know, because change is good for some people. And if you need that change, by all means.
I don't like change. Yeah. I don't.
Especially when you're stuck in your ways.
I don't like change. I don't like when things aren't... Not that I'm a routine type of person, but it's hard for me to adjust. When certain people come into my life, I'm expecting you to stay. Mm-hmm. When I have a certain thing, I expect to keep it for a long time. Mm-hmm. I get attached.
Yeah.
So it's real, like, you know, hard for me to be like, well, I'm cutting this person off, and if you don't apologize to me by 12 on the 31st, then you could stay. It's a little hard for me because I might bring you into 2019, but keep you at a distance.
Yeah.
It's hard for me. Even when me and you don't speak, I don't get no sleep. I don't know how I do it. But I don't like change. I don't like anything about it. I don't like when my schedule is inconvenienced, when my routine is in the way, when something interrupts my routine. I don't like it. So maybe that's why I feel like I don't want to set a resolution, because it requires change. And change is necessary, but I'm stuck in a lot of my ways. I like things to be how they are, which is sad because I don't know why I'm expecting Tyrone to be. I don't know who Tyrone is.
You know what?
But
let's just clear something up real quick. Who is Tyrone? Who are we referring to?
Everybody has a Tyrone. Mm-hmm. Tyrone is the person that ain't going nowhere.
They got you fucked up.
Tyrone is the person that got you fucked up, but he ain't going nowhere. Everybody has a Tyrone, whether it's your baby father, that's Tyrone, whether it's your ex-boyfriend, that's Tyrone, whether it's that best friend, that's Tyrone, because you know you was my Tyrone a few months ago. Everybody has a Tyrone. When I say Tyrone, everybody got a Tyrone.
Yeah.
Everybody has a Keisha as well.
Okay, Keisha.
Keisha is your mother that you're not fucking with at the moment. Keisha is your sister. Keisha So everybody has a Tyrone. Everybody has a Keisha. Everybody has a Keisha. You was Keisha and Tyrone.
Was I both?
I might have been Keisha. You might have been Tyrone.
Right.
So Tyrone is nobody specific. Just Tyrone is just that one person that's every time you turn around, they smack dab in your face. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do. No matter how many times they block you, they find an email to send. Oh, girl, am I somebody's Tyrone?
Girl, I think you're talking about yourself, to be quite honest.
Because you know I send an email quick.
Yeah, that is true. Well, you know, with that being said, we basically just want to say, don't put the pressure on yourself. Mm-mm. Let 2019 just be a beginning of a new day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Live your life how you want to live it. Don't set these high standards because you see other people doing it and you think that that's the right thing to
do. Unless you ain't doing shit. Now, if you ain't doing shit with yourself, with your life, then maybe you should set a few goals and try to reach them. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's some people who just, you know, like as my mother would say, life ain't about partying and sex. So you got some people out here who just partying and having sex and ain't setting no goals. Now, if you're one of those people, then maybe you should plant a few seeds in the ground, especially if you about to hit 30.
Right.
We ain't got that long to go.
Speak about it.
We don't have that long to go. So maybe if your life, everybody's life is shit, but if your life really ain't shit and you got some things that you could check off the list for what you need to do, I suggest you get the pen.
So basically,
Everybody else, you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, set your resolutions for how, you know, you want to. Don't set resolutions because other people are doing it and you feel like that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. You always do best.
Set it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Set them for yourself.
If you feel like you don't need one and, you know, you driving your car and you got your own place and, you know, Tyrone is in check and Keisha's in check and y'all squatting it up and you don't need to set anything, then you're fine. Mm-hmm. just keep doing what you're doing. Let 2019 just roll out its red carpet for you. But I will say, if you live with your mama, or for me, your grandmother, because I live with my grandmother, and you ain't got no car, then I suggest you put a few things on that list, on that to-do list.
Okay.
So we got a good balance, though.
We do.
Because we still got things we need to do, but we're not going to put the pressure on ourselves.
Definitely not putting pressure.
But don't put pressure on yourself. If you ain't been going to the gym,
I'm not going to put pressure on myself all because a new year is turning.
It's another day.
You know, it's another day, and I'm going to move accordingly.
Move accordingly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Move accordingly.
Move accordingly. Do what you are. Well, I don't want to say comfortable because we shouldn't be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be striving to be
better than what you
but
were.
But stay in your own. Everybody got a lane. Stay in your lane.
Okay.
Don't get comfortable, but stay in your lane. If that makes sense.
It does.
Girl, did we have too much wine?
We might have.
We might have, because I think we're giving a mixed signal.
We definitely are. I feel like we are, like, playing both fields.
But you know what?
The new year is here, and we're just happy to see another day. Mm. You know, so we're just sipping a little wine or whatever, mm-hmm. entertaining on a little bit. But it's all fun.
Right. So let's talk about now plans.
Mm-hmm.
Plans for New Year's. Is it overrated to go to New York on New Year's? Is it cliche?
I feel like it's cliche to go sit and watch that ball drop with all those people. You know, a lot of people sit there and they stand out there for days. It's cold. Go home. Watch it on TV. I swear, with this HDTV, it feels like you're there.
You're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So what about the... Because we're going to a party.
We are.
We're going to a party in the city. And I'm trying to figure out if... Like, is it hype? Is it?
It is. But then again, I've never done it. So I'm going... You know, I've never been to New York for New Year's.
Okay. Me either.
Yeah.
What did I do last year?
I think everything I've done is like a flop.
I stay in the house.
Oh, last year was the first year with my baby, so I was actually with my family.
That's good. I was with a Tyrone, and we went to a house party, sort of, maybe. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. It was mm-hmm. a while. Wow, I should slow down on that shot.
It was Jamaican rum. You are all over the place.
But I didn't do anything. I know I had sweatpants on, so I definitely didn't do anything. This is the first year I'm getting dressed, and I'm going out to New York. I've never been to New York.
And we're going to have a grand slam time.
It's going to be
as you should, too.
Yes.
Because even though we say it's a new day, you know what I'm saying? It's still the start of something. You know, you made it.
Another year?
You made it another year through 2018.
Some of us struggling across the finish line, but let alone we made it.
We made it.
People may have doubted you and counted you out. Family, friends, Tyrone and Keisha. Mm-hmm. But you made it another year. So, you know, we want to cheers to everybody out there who was struggling across that line, but they made it.
Of course. Cheers.
There we go. Cheers to that. That's what we're going to cheers to.
This wine is so good.
Girl, it is good. What is this? Is this Merlot?
This is the sangria.
The sangria. Oh, yes. And we had sangria and we had Jamaican rum.
Tasty.
All right. We're starting New Year's off right.
We are.
This is a bang. Okay, now I'm feeling like New Year, new me. Now I'm changing. I'm changing the whole
perspective.
No, I'm not changing anything.
But one thing we can say about the new year is that this podcast is going to be everything you need.
Everything.
We're going to have so much fun on this. We'll talk about any and everything. Mm-hmm. We are very comfortable with ourselves, any sorts of topics, anything like that. So mm-hmm. we definitely want you guys to keep listening. And actually, this is just a little teaser.
This is just a teaser.
We thought we'll just pop in something really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Show
our voice.
Show our voice. Not show face, but show our voice. You know? And I'm Imani.
And this is Imani, the Butterscotch Queen.
The Butterscotch Queen.
Follow our Instagram, All The Essentials Podcast.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be really good. This is our first time.
This is definitely our first time.
We were actually supposed to start this back in college, but I think we got caught up.
But at the end of the day, our moment is now.
This is it.
Everything was supposed to happen how it was supposed to happen.
So definitely stay tuned. You know, download your Spotify, download SoundCloud, download Anchor, because we're going to be on all of these platforms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, follow our Instagram, too, because we have fun on Instagram.
Me, too.
We do a lot of stuff. And if you want to see our face,
we'll be on all the Essentials podcasts.
Yes, definitely. So, before we wrap things up,
mm-hmm. Let's take a shot.
Let's take another shot. Everybody take a shot. Whatever you got. Your Grey Goose, your Henny. What else do people
Your
drink?
Wine, your beer, whatever
your
it wine, is that you have
Corona,
in sight. Let's just all cheers.
We're going to the new year.
And congratulations for
you.
Making it this year.
It's
whether it was tough
year,
times, sad times, happy you. Times.
Call
you're here.
Tyrone. Call
you're here.
Keisha. And
don't
let him know
them.
You ain't changing a motherfucking thing.
Don't call him. Don't call him.
No.
So cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Cheers to a new year, same you. No
Absolutely.
Pressure. Live your life. Mm. Accomplish goals as
that
you
was strong.
That was strong. Mm. That was strong.
Yeah, well, with that being said.
Thank
you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And we are out. See you guys next time.
But wait a minute. We have to tell them when next time is. We have a next time. So, you can listen to All the Essentials live in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Is when we go live in 2 weeks. So we will start a brand new season from the woke to the ratchet and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
All the Essentials got everything you need.
Oh, I like
Ooh.
That.
That's a bar. That is a bar.
As you're making my miss talking, girl.
Yeah, I got to write that one down because I'm not going to remember that.
It's recorded.
Okay. All right. So if I don't remember, y'all remember it for me.
All right. Well,
thanks for listening.
And let's
see
you guys in 2019.